As initially drafted, the new local law would have allowed firework use on 3 days each year, July 3rd and 4th, and December 31st, within the old city limits. Jay Stanton Greger wanted to remove those days for allowing fireworks.
People are talking about how it impacts their pets, their kids, and one individual in particular spoke, really resonated with me, is that what does this do for us as a community? How does that benefit us? And I don't think it does. I think cleaning up the language and lots of the other pieces in here I'm really good with, like allowing possession of fireworks. As we all know, fireworks are discharged in Service Area 1 anyway a lot of the time around those holidays, and to many people's chagrin, but by allowing it, I don't think it serves any public purpose, so I'd like to remove it.
The old law for the city of Petersburg dates back to 1973 and prohibits even the possession of, quote, all torpedoes, Roman candles, rockets, sky bombs, sky rockets, M-80s, cherry bombs, and all other articles, which are commonly known as fireworks or firecrackers, unquote. Sale of those items within the old city limits is also prohibited. The old law does not include any fines or punishments for violations, however. The only way for local police to clamp down on their use is to pursue criminal charges under state law for disorderly conduct. Police Chief Jim Kerr has written to the Assembly advising that fines should be implemented or use allowed on certain days. Assemblymember Taylor Norheim pushed for the law to be changed to allow use.
I'd like to see it legalized because right now I can go out on my back deck and light off some fireworks and then run inside really quick and the police show up, and I mean, that's kind of what everybody's doing. So we can make it illegal and we can go around and be slapping fines on people for something that they've been doing forever anyways, or you can just make it legal and just say, your dogs are scared of fireworks, maybe you should put them inside on the 3rd, the 4th, and the 31st.
Norheim and Brandy Merole voted against Stanton Greger's change to remove the allowable dates, but it passed on a 5-2 vote. Jeff Mucci said he could be convinced to change his mind.
So this is the first reading on this. The next time we read it, it's going to be the second, which will be the public hearing. And if I can hear compelling reasons why to put that back in, I'd be more than happy to amend the next time we're together and put that back in. But for now, I'll be voting to pass this ordinance as amended.
Fines for shooting off fireworks would start at $150 in the draft ordinance and go as high as $500 for a third offense. Larger displays and sale of fireworks would also mean a $500 fine. The amended law passed in its first reading by a 6-1 vote, with Merole the only no vote. It has two more readings and, if approved, could be in effect this 4th of July. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.